Happy Sunday.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Not a lot, man.
I'm feeling better. I don't know about you.
Oh yeah. Mine's mostly gone.
Yep. I got a little bit of stopped upness, but I don't think I'm gonna hack all the way through this fucking episode.
Not as nasally as last time, so.
God damn it, I was rough. I was feeling like doo doo.
Sucking on cough drops and shit.
Hey. Had to make it through it. I was editing the episode together, and every time I would like cough off camera, I was like, "Ugh, this is real professional."
Fuck it, it happens.
Yeah. We're only human for now. For now, yeah. We're only human.
Hopefully, they'll get that figured out.
God, I hope so. I am done with this mushy existence. Just give me my super sweet robot body already.
Yeah, yeah. Or some crazy nano machines that just make your body into something. Well, I mean, something useful.
Just heals me instantly. I would love to have fuck national security. If you gave me nanobot implants that just, if I ate too much sugar, it just got rid of it. if I just ate bad, it didn't matter. It would just take the useful things out and then dispose of the rest. You'd just shit like 8 times a day.
Yeah, it'd be some terrible byproduct, like you'd like shit out of your ears or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, it's just my nanobots. I had a burrito for lunch.
It'd be like some, like, I don't know, like yellow.
Do you watch American Dad? Any?
Oh, like when Roger fucking explodes?
Is yeah, that like when he, yeah. Like, he starts like secreting this junk. Oh, it's so gross.
So
but
gross.
Yeah, that's what it would be. Your
every
armpits
7 hours
just,
on the dot.
Yeah, just ooze. today we are going to attempt to pick up off of the episode that I did, the last science episode that I did alone. I talked about it on there. I always say we talked about, so it's hard to get away from that. But I rambled about gravity and then said that we would try to pick up the idea of multiverse on this episode. So we'll see. We'll see how we do with it.
It's
fucking confusing.
It's a weird thing because it's just like, I don't know, it doesn't seem like there's a way to prove it. Because proving that there's a multiverse and the idea of multiverses might prove in another multiverse that multiverse don't exist.
Ooh.
So it's like, I don't know.
The experiment to prove multiverses would, by mathematical fact, in another multiverse prove that there's no multiverse. That's fucking impressive.
That's
an awesome way. I didn't never think of that. That's holy crap. That just made it worse. That's more confusing than what I was already confused by just following the train of thought that it was real. Man.
I did. I only listened to part of that podcast that you did solo. So hopefully there's not a lot of repeating that needs to happen. But I watched a couple of videos on the multiverse thing, and it's fucking strange.
I think the only things that will need to be repeated, I think, would kind of get repeated anyways, just to tie everything together. Because I tried to stay out of it on the last one, but the last episode was all on gravity, right? So I tried to stick with, like, the old school stuff, going through
okay.
Einstein's... work and Newton's and then just kind of follow the timeline progressing all the way up through like Robert Dickey and Jim Peebles, all of their work, which is just kind of verifying, not really verifying because some of the new work is tearing it all up, but it was the If the universe started from a big bang, then there would be heat left over. And that was kind of where I left off, was the fact that we had found that radiation.
Okay.
So we we found the bits of heat that is left over from the Big Bang, which would, in theory, prove that we are in an expanding universe.
Okay.
Now, the idea of multiverse, how that ties into that, one of the very simple ways it ties into it is that if we are in a universe that's a bubble that is expanding, then it should not really go without saying, but it's kind of a logical step to think that there's other bubbles doing the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so there's two theories on multiverse. There's a ton of theories on it, but there's two basic lines of thinking. One of them being that our universe is a bubble that is expanding, and that is our universe.
Mm-hmm.
Out there, past the horizon of that universe, there's an infinite another number of bubbles doing the same thing.
Yeah.
In which physics itself could be completely thrown.
That's
to the
another
wind.
Thing that's super trippy about that stuff is, yeah, that one guy in the video was like another universe could possibly, like, not support a periodic table of elements, or could not fucking support gravity and stuff like that.
Our rules that bind our universe theoretically will be universe wide. Like, everything that happens in our solar system should mathematically happen in every other solar system. Gravity works the same, all of that. But those rules are in place because of a very specific set of events that happened at the Big Bang.
Yeah.
So if you think of, and I gave this analogy in the last one, if you think of the multiverse as a big block of Swiss cheese, and it started out as just cheese, everything's just cheese, and then the holes are little pockets that opened up that contained a universe with its own set of rules in it.
Okay.
And they could be right next to you, you know, on the other side. It could just continue on. The other theory is that all of the universes, would it be universes or univi?
Universi. Right? I don't know. Universes? I think it's just universes. I don't know.
I think it just you just go to multiverse, right? Like, that's why they did that, because it was too confusing. So if you go to the multiverse theory, the second one, which would be that they all occupy the same space, but they're on like a different frequency than...
I gotcha.
So we don't see them. So literally, sitting in this chair might be another version of me. A million times over, or an infinite amount of times over. And we just like we don't we only see in invisible light, there's infrared light that we just can't see.
Yeah.
It's there, but we don't perceive it, so to us it doesn't exist. Same type theory is that these planets could occupy the same space but not on the same frequency, therefore oblivious of each other.
Gotcha.
So those are the two options. I think the first one is definitely more believable, only because I put it into my own little construct. Like,
sure.
Like, believing that, so they, we were super certain that our solar system was it. And then we found out there's a bunch of other stars out there that make up the Milky Way galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were sure that that was it. And then we found out that our galaxy is just one little bubble inside of the what we consider to be infinite universe. So, it's almost logical to think that that would just be one universe inside of another realm, that, you know, everything gets bigger because we are sure just a cell and some goat's ass.
Yeah, on just some a little planet. Little dingleberry.
When you start zooming way out and you make us just completely insignificant, it's like, oh, we're cancer. That's
yeah. Like, if you zoom all the way in or all the way out, like, the image is the fucking same.
Right. That's trippy to me. That's yeah, that's a fucking good insane. Point, though. If you zoom all the way in, it just starts looking like the universe again.
Like, yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, we are nothing. We are fucking insignificant meat bags.
Yep. That gargle at each other with stupid holes in the front of our faces.
I like to think that whatever we're a part of is just a real piece of shit, too. Like, he smokes too many cigarettes and is just...
Fuck.
Playing WoW all day. That's why we're here.
It's a good life.
He's like, oh, my fucking side hurts. I should get that checked out. And every time he pokes it, that's an earthquake in Haiti. He's like, ugh. But the theory of multiverse is gaining a lot of traction. And the reason why is scientists are getting to that point where data, the how do I word this? Everything we do is theoretical data, right? So normally the scales of which that we throw things out are only what we could observe. But we're to the point now in our civilization that we can take everything that we know thus far and make a prediction very far out, right? Like, it's just numbers, so just keep running the numbers. And eventually they get to the point where it's like, oh, there's more of us. Like, there's going to be more universes, and it's just going to just keep going. I listened to, I don't know what videos you got to get through, but one of this saying I wrote down, it was a quote. It said, reality isn't a human construct. And what he's referring to is there's even scientists that still believe that our reality is a construct of us. Like, we, because we can observe it, it's our reality. And his saying was, reality isn't a human construct. The Andromeda Galaxy would continue with or without us. Like, there's no reason for it to be there just for us.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Right. And humans still battle with the fact that on the scale of things, we are insignificant.
Yeah. Yeah, that first episode of Cosmos, like the new one with Neil Tyson, that's a depressing-ass episode, dude.
I love that series.
It's good. It's real good.
I think I finished them all. I'm kind of rewatching some of them. But the multiverse conversation, kind of the one that I wanted to have with you, really isn't based on a whole lot. Like, I went through all the gravity things on the last episode of how it worked. I kind of just wanted to get into the discussion of, like, what would that fucking be like? Like, how does that play out?
There's weird shit that's, like, very coincidental some days. Like, the other day, before we started recording, you brought up Benihana. And why did you bring that up? And I wanted to talk to you about fucking Benihana also. Like, that didn't make any fucking sense. And we never did have that fucking discussion. But the night before we did that podcast, Melissa and I watched the, you know who Steve Aoki is? The DJ?
Oh, anyways, yeah.
Hits people in the face with fucking big cakes. Like, that's his fucking thing.
That's his thing.
And he's like the most popular DJ in the world right now. But his dad opened Benihana. I was like, oh shit, that's crazy. And then I was like, oh, fuck it, I'll tell Brad. I know he's interested in Benihana. And then before I even brought it up the other day, you were like, I finally went to Benihana over here. It's like, what the fuck, dude? And I think it's is that Google DeepMind? That's a quantum computer. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, yeah. That's DeepMind Project is their quantum and AI center.
Okay. So I think shit like that happens when Google's using their fucking quantum computer, and when everything lays down and lines up across all fucking universes or all planes of existence, I think you end up with shit like you and I wanting to talk about some dumb fucking place called Benihana for no fucking reason. We haven't spoken in like 2 weeks, and
oh, the amount of times that something strange and coincidental, what was it? We were at Perry. We kept talking about it. Like something would happen, and it was, I'm trying to think of some of them because I wanted to remember all the times that we're like, this world's not real.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where you and I were perfectly fine with it. may or may not have had a transcendence event.
Right. Yeah.
Right around this time. But so you and I had visited a different universe and come back to hang out on this one, and something would happen, and they were like, dude, that's so weird. And we just, this world's not real.
Yeah.
Don't freak out. But yeah, none of this is real.
I need to start writing down those events. Not that I'm going to go tell somebody about them because they're fucking shitty stories, but just so I can remember what it was.
Yeah, just to bring it back up. It would be something like someone would start singing some random song, and then as soon as we would turn the key on, that song
would be on the fucking radio. Yeah.
And it's like, yep. Holy shit, that's the same song you were just singing. And it's like, this world's not real.
Yeah.
It happened so much at Perry that I started trying to will things to happen.
I told Melissa that the other day. I was like, you know what? I was like, none of this shit's fucking real. I'm just going to start trying to will shit into existence.
See?
Dropping out of school.
That right there, that's another instance that just happened. But yeah, that's a real thing. I told you the other day, I went fucking batshit crazy and tried to make bathwater move.
Yeah, dude. That's good.
If you dive deep enough into this, and it's not just stories, when you start seeing the math line up over and over and over again, it makes me just go, oh, not real. I can make that levitate. Like if I try hard enough, whoever's running the simulation is going to go, if we make that move, he'll freak out.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting here like, ah! And then they go.
Just yelling like Goku in your bathroom for like fucking 2 hours or however long Goku yells for.
Tune in next week to find out, because that's how long he yelled for. He would end those episodes just, ah!
Yeah.
And then they go, tune in next week.
Yeah, dude, like, and that shit would go on. He would start screaming on, like, episode 3 of the season, and then finally stop screaming at, like, episode 25 of the fucking season. And then the season ended on episode 26.
Yeah.
That dude's gonna go hoarse eventually, right?
Oh, but the world that we live in just can't be fucking real, or at least can't be the only one.
I mean I don't know what real is, because I mean obviously I mean to us it's real,
to us
maybe
it's
to
real.
Somebody else it's, or something else, it's I don't know.
The talking about the simulation theory thing that we did before, which kind of ties into multiverse, because the reason there's a multiverse could be because it's a simulation. And the idea is that we would never run a single simulation. We would always run multiple. So that could be the idea.
Yeah. I had some shitty ass Sims in my Sims playing days. So
the NPC idea is where I get thrown off.
What is that?
That's the idea that, God, I wish I could remember his name, but this guy did a TED Talk, And he said, like, the only thing you can be sure of is that you are real. That's the only thing you can be sure of. Right? Like, to you, I may be a fucking NPC. I might be a non-playable character that is just, I don't actually feel pain, but I do everything that you would expect.
You react happens, properly.
Right? You react properly. And his idea for this is, like, sometimes people are fucking broken. And it just doesn't work right. And why does that happen?
That, I feel like that theory alone would turn somebody into a fucking serial killer. Like, oh, he just doesn't feel pain. He's just pretending. It's like, oh, that's the crazy person. That's the fucking...
And it goes... There's so many people in this world. And how many people have you met? Like, what I still do for a living, you did it with me. We traveled a lot. And how many times would you meet people and you're like, oh, I already know you. Like, I know your person.
You're just one of those. Okay.
Yeah, you're this person. You kind of look like, I've seen fucking 50 people that kind of look like you and they all fucking act like you.
Right.
And you get into this. I think people that travel a lot start like preloading reactions to people.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as like just hitting a button to skip through boring NPC conversations.
The entirety
in the
of Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. I think the military was when I noticed that. Like when I got out of the military and then I started going to school back in like 2011. It was weird to meet like younger people. It's just like, oh fuck, like you act and look like a buddy that I had on the ship, and you just kind of know that you'll get along with somebody. It's like you just see so many fucking personalities and so many people that it just starts to repeat.
And the weird thing is, like, I'm assuming you feel the same way. Is your personality like my personality doesn't seem to fit anyone else, but yet I meet people that are cookie cutter identical to other people.
Yeah.
And that's where this guy came out. He's like, that's an NPC. Like that person does, like, that's the guy that goes to work every day and he does the same job for 50 years and he fucking dies and there was no use to his life. And it's like, oh, he wasted his life. Well, what if he didn't have one? What if he was just a fucking construct, just a program to run?
So is the idea that you're not necessarily, or I'm not necessarily, the only real person? There are other real people, but there are also NPCs that are like peppered into this world.
Right.
Okay. Fucking weird.
Yeah. It's,
if we could get that figured out, we would solve so many fucking problems. Like, if there was a test for that,
oh, I'd be like, sorry bud, you just don't matter. They'd be like, but I got a wife and kids. I'd be like, nope. Bah!
Yeah, where are they? No, keep them, like, and fucking make them work at the nuclear power plants.
Oh, if you could figure out how to reprogram them.
No, just like, yeah, like they find out who the real ones are. It's like, okay, man, like, go live a life. Go enjoy your life. The taxpayers that are NPCs will just fucking
just
pay for whatever the fuck you want. So we could just use the shit out of the NPCs and just make them pay bills.
Well, think about, like, this one comes up to mind. Is, like, think about the election right now. And you have all of these people that are, like, super pro-Trump. All of these people that are super pro Hillary. And then you get like the normals. You'll get people in the middle that are like, dude, they're fucking hard. Like, how do you not?
Neither of these
see,
are good decisions.
Like, I tried to like Trump. I tried to, but the guy's a fucking psychopath. And nobody, I don't understand it. I don't get it. I'll never understand the Hillary thing. Maybe it's something I just don't see. But I see, like, I'll be driving, and it's like, I'm ready for Hillary on the back of this dude's car. And he's fucking driving away. It's like, hey, are you real? Are you are you a real guy?
It is a weird thing to me, because it's like the people that you do the people who care about it so fucking much. And it's such, I mean, I care about it. It's important. However, this sounds so fucking stupid to say, and I know people hate hearing it, but I don't think it matters when you fucking vote. I don't think it counts. So it's interesting to me to see people who are so fucking transfixed on politics that they think, like, they're going to make the difference. And once they start thinking like that, they become, like, fucking obsessed, I guess, to a degree. Like, and I'm not talking shit about any of the fucking supporters. I'm talking shit about, like, all of the supporters, period, regardless of who the fuck they are supporting. But, like, Bernie Sanders supporters just fucking erupted, dude. They would put a bumper sticker on their fucking baby if that was something that they, like, felt like they should do.
But where are they now? Like, this is the other thing I got an issue with. Bumper stickers are hard as shit to get off, right?
For real. Like,
okay. I saw a bajillion Bernie Sanders stickers.
Yeah.
I don't see them anymore. I don't see the Obama ones as much. I catch one every now and then, but, like,
yeah.
I don't see the Bush ones. I don't see the old ones.
Yeah, yeah, that...
It's like they get spawned to drive around as, like, target advertisement.
Yeah, it's just like a timed fucking spawning period, and then at the end of the time, they just, like,
boop,
voom. And then 3 months go by, and then they spawn a new fucking band of idiots.
A couple, because a couple real players bought those stickers and put them on their car.
Yeah.
But all the ones that disappear, the vast majority of them that go away, that was just some looped. Like, have you ever been fucking driving around, gotten lost, and accidentally seen the same car more than once?
Not off the top of my head, no.
I did it the other day riding the motorcycle. I was fucking riding around and, like, pass somebody and noticed the car. I was like, that paint job's fucking... The guy had it painted, like, I don't know, some crazy shit. And I'm going the other fucking way. And I get off and I go do something. I turn around. Same fucking truck goes by. And I was like, what? Like, why are you here?
Stop fucking following me.
But it's like, I pass you going this way in the interstate. And I get off and go do something. I'm going not the same interstate coming back. Like, oh, he went and did something that way. And I went and did something this way.
Mm-hmm.
Just on, like, a side highway. I was like, oh, I'm going to go this way and see what's up here. Same dude. And I was like, what? I wanted to stop, get off, and just start screaming at the Matrix. Try harder. Yeah, that I get a little wigged out about coincidences that happen. And fucking you and I got some weird coincidences.
Yeah. I had a fucking dream the other night that was super weird, and it may have been caused by events earlier in the day, but I fucking woke up and the first thought in my mind was, what if God made an infinite number of universes so everyone would get punished for every fucking sin that they ever commit throughout their entire life? So every time you commit a sin, there's one of the infinite universes that you fucking die in, like, brutally, like, just get murdered all of a sudden. And then, like, we're just living on this life where we don't get punished for the sins, but the other universes just getting, like, hung up on pig poles and shit.
Like, where they just have, like, one sin per planet?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, you commit sin and then you die. Not like that sin is, like, this is the planet of, what's a sin these days? What
adultery,
can't you do?
Murder.
Murder. Okay, we'll say murder.
The gays. I think they're in there somewhere. As soon as you penetrate man to man, you just an anvil falls. Like, guys, like, I don't want to do it, but I'm just compelled to. Oh, ecstasy! Smash!
Smash! But that was a stupid ass moment that I had. I had to fight a bunch of people underwater. Some dog was attacking me, and I had to, like, grab him by his front paws underwater and then fucking smash him on this fucking spike that was sticking up out of the floor.
That was the other thing, is like sleeping puts you at this weird frequency, and so your dreams are just you seeing other multiverses.
Ooh,
that was
boy.
One thing I was reading. I think it's weird. Like, there's some weird things about dreams too. Why can't you dream yourself dying? Dream of yourself dying.
Maybe it's just because we don't understand it. Like, it seems like everything that we dream about is something that we've experienced to a degree, or like something that is that you can apply an experience that you had to something that could be relatable. Like,
I dream some fucked up shit, dude.
Like, the people that you... They say the people that you see in your dreams are all people that you've seen in real life, but your brain... Like, you may not have realized it, but for whatever reason, your brain fucking stored that face.
What happened... okay, and I've heard that exact same thing. Say that you can't imagine a face that doesn't exist. Then how do you account for, like, monsters?
What do you mean by monsters?
Like... If I have a dream, or if I imagine a demon or something, mm-hmm. If I can't imagine a person's face, how do I imagine a demon face?
I think it comes from this might be a little bit of a fucking stretch, but I think it comes from like developing fears when we're way early as a species, like back when we have fucking hair and we're bebopping around as these creepy little mammal things, and the wolves are after us or the fucking snakes are after us. And now, like, Joe Rogan's talked about that weird shit before where people in cities are afraid of snakes or afraid of wolves or something that you don't see. And why? That doesn't make any fucking sense.
I understand that. And I believe that we are genetically predispositioned to be, like, afraid of things. That's
yeah.
It's a survival tactic. I mean, if I have a dream and I imagine a fucking eight-armed demon with fucking melting eyeballs, like, where does that come from? If I can't imagine another person's face that I've never seen, how is it that I can have that? FYI, I got some fucked up dreams.
No doubt. What I was going to say is I think it might be something that is just like an abomination of everything that scares you, just all combined into like one creature. So like the fucking teeth of a fucking wolf and the eyes of a snake and the face of, I don't know, a fucking goat or some shit like that. And it's not, we didn't necessarily see exactly that. But it's like building a character in a fucking video game, right? Where you take, like, pieces of each different little face adjuster and then turn it into this horrible creature that obviously wants you dead as soon as possible.
Yes. That face adjuster thing, too. Like, what happens when I make my character in one of those games? And now that face, I can remember that face, but how did I make that face if I can't imagine...
But you're watching it the entire time. So you never made a face that you'd never seen before. You just made a face.
I just made somebody's face, like Steve from the corner.
Sure.
All right. That was one that I've heard. I've heard it before, and I don't know if I buy it.
But I mean, that is the face that you made, though. I'm not saying that you made Steve's face. I'm saying that you made that face, but you saw it. Does that make sense?
Sort of.
Like, you're looking at it while you're making it, so you never didn't see... I don't know. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
It's weird. Like, they say it like it's a matter of fact. Like, you cannot imagine a face you haven't seen.
I guess who the fuck says that, anyways?
I heard... God, I wish I could remember where I heard it, but there was a... The saying had to deal with the demons afterwards. They were like, you know, it is proven that you can't imagine a face you haven't seen. So how horrifying is it every time you've had like a scary dream about a demon or a murderer? Like, what does that say? It says nothing, right? Like, it could just say that it's wrong that you can't imagine these things.
Yeah.
Like, are you telling me every comic book, every painting that Mel has done, every face that someone just puts paint to paper is somebody else? Like, it's already been seen?
I don't know.
That's weird to me.
I mean, I'm sure they make it, like, adjustments and shit. Because nobody was like, oh, look at that Frankenstein-looking motherfucker, and then just had a million-dollar idea. Like, fucking Frankenstein, I saw this right. guy walking around with fucking bolts in his neck.
Nobody yeah, and saw even that. Now, and I can understand, like, the adding of the things, but I mean, if, and I always use someone that is artistic, because I can never do this, but, like, Melanie can draw, she could paint a person, a face, that is realistic. She could draw it and shade it, and when you're done, you'd be like, that's a fucking person. I'm not talking about, like, a circle with some googly eyes.
Yeah.
So if she just starts drawing and ends up with a face, you're telling me that face exists somewhere already, and she saw it, and she just didn't remember it?
I mean, maybe through, like, books or
she
fucking
starts
television.
Going and she's like,
or...
fucking, oh, I wish, you know, I'm going to give thin eyebrow, like, ah. And then you could say, well, it's just pieces of every face that has ever
yeah.
been. But, like, are you, how do they fucking prove that? Are you fucking sure?
How would you even study that?
Yeah. But
they draw a face. And they're like, they draw the face. And they're like, you ever seen that face before? It's like, fuck, I think I have. Piece of shit, you're fired. You, get in here and draw a face. Ran out of people to fire, so, well. I guess that's it. Well. Study's over. You can't draw faces that you haven't seen, motherfucker.
I don't know. That's a weird thing, and it's a weird claim. I wish I could remember where I saw that. Where they were like, it's proven. You can't proven. That's a
fucking
great
ancient
term.
Aliens.
Yeah, aliens.
Yeah, some dude just spits it out matter of factly as fuck. Just like, oh yeah, and by the way,
time.
Yep, can't do it.
So, God damn it, getting back on topic. Multiverse.
Yeah, there was a multiverse where we stayed on topic.
There is.
And
so
this podcast
you guys
was educational.
You could fucking turn over to that.
Yeah.
Listen to that version. The Planck, Planck. Satellite is a satellite that scans the entire cosmos for microwave background.
Oh, okay.
They're having these weird issues right now where everything is even everywhere that it looks. And so these people have come up with a theory that we were originally right. And that we are the center of the universe.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Huh.
You know what else would cause that? If you could only measure a limited distance in any direction.
Right. Then, yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like,
yeah.
You have your... what?
I thought
what,
it was bullshit immediately. But
as they call, like, observable universe... Yeah. Yeah, but
there would be a horizon to everything. And they're saying, no, like, this is measuring. No, if our universe is infinite, then there is no
center.
Yeah, there's no center. There is no center. Like Neil deGrasse Tyson talks about why you can't find the center of a universe. And it's because everything is expanding to include what was originally the center.
Yeah.
So if you were to take like a balloon and blow it up. You're not imagining the air inside of it because the air inside of the air outside is the same. Imagine just the surface of a balloon.
Okay.
And it's just swelling and expanding. Like, what's the center of that balloon?
The little butthole that you blow in, right?
Right. So if there wasn't a butthole and
then the balloon's not inflating.
And it was just expanding. or whatever.
No, I got you though.
There would be no surface center to that. It was just a small amount of stuff, and then now there's a fucking stretched larger amount of stuff, but there is no center.
Gotcha.
So we are as much the center of the universe as anything else is the center of the universe. That was a weird topic. A lot of these theories, they fucking hurt my brain because you gotta try to, wrap your head around this concept that is so infinitely large. Because we look at stuff, we've talked about it before. Humans are the worst. They look at everything in relation to ourselves.
Sorry, having a fucking cough attack.
You're about to die. Yeah, size means nothing. We talked about it real early on when we said that it was incredibly impressive that you could put every planet in our solar system, minus the sun, in the space between the moon and Earth.
Oh, gotcha.
But humans, we... It's right there. It's a little tiny thing that's right there.
Yep.
Really, it's pretty fucking big, and it's really far away. And that's where you get flat earthers. Because the sun, they believe the sun is super tiny.
Really?
That's a big theory of theirs. Is that the sun is super, super tiny and really close.
Why? I wonder. I got on their fucking website one day, and one dude was like, I'm thinking about making a group for Flat Mars Society. And it just made me wonder, like, that's something that a stupid person would say. And it makes me wonder how many of them just are... There's, like, five there that really believe that the Earth is flat, and then there's, like, 1,000 people that just show up every day to secretly mock those five people.
Oh, we talked about it when we talked about the Flat Earth Society. How deep the sarcasm might be.
Yeah.
That people just start following you. Like, the guy was like, yeah, and the Earth is fucking flat, bro. They were like, oh, it is? And he was like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, how do you know? And he's like, oh, because, right? Like, look how fucking far you can see, right? It's fucking flat. They were like, dude, you're right. Just
makes a good point.
It just hasn't changed.
God damn it, dude. Sorry.
Yeah, you're fucking dying.
I am. I taste copper. Is that a bad thing?
Into the light, my child.
Yeah, fuck it. If this is... This is when I do that. That's fine.
You got to make sure that you figure out a way to hunt Ed or send a message across.
Okay.
God damn it. Somebody's got to be the first to step up and say, enough of this baby bullshit. Death isn't going to contain me. And I'm going to send a message back across. How crowded is heaven now? God, that's a bunch of people. Oh,
I mean, there's
man, I'm all over the place.
Corrosion of Conformity song that says heaven is not overflowing.
Yeah, fucking multiverse people. But just to get way off topic again, because I got a lot bubbling on the brain. When do we stop burying people?
Who was I talking about that with recently?
We for sure got to knock it off.
I mean, I agree. If I get buried, I'm going to haunt a motherfucker. I will come back and I will find the person that buried me and I'll have a fucking word with them. Or throw a fucking toaster in the bathtub with them or some shit. Because it's not a good use of resources, time.
Oh, that's the worst
space.
Idea ever.
It's fucking dog shit, dude. And France, I think it's France, every 100 years... Like, after you've been dead and in the ground for 100 years, they fucking pull the body out. And then, I don't know if they just put you in, like, the dumpster or what. But that just becomes a grave plot for someone else for the next 100 years. Because who in the fuck is going to come look at your stupid little name on a piece of stone in 100 years?
We don't do that in America at all. We just keep expanding.
Yeah.
so many. I was riding around on the fucking bike, and I'm just looking at graves. I was like, why is there so fucking many cemeteries? Stop burying people. Okay, you occupy way too much fucking space while you're alive anyways.
Right.
When you're dead, we're going to make a 6-foot-deep hole that you can't put anything below or above, and we're going to put you in a box that's bigger than yourself, and the more money you pay, the bigger the fucking box is. And you get
shinier.
That forever.
Oh, and then there's a box that goes inside of the box. Like, you go in a box that goes inside of the big box that goes into the ground. Because if you just put them in a wood coffin, the wood would deteriorate. And, yep. You don't want that.
No.
So you got to put them in, like, this, like, metal-lined box. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to be the tree thing. Have you seen that? They put you in a sack.
Yeah. Yep. I imagine someone makes a lot of dead people suck their own dicks. Whoever is organizing these bodies for these fucking trees, shoot me out of a fucking cannon, turn me into a fucking just red fucking mist, just right out of the end of this fucking thing, and go home. Have a beer. Laugh about it, please, because it's hilarious. And fucking don't talk about me again.
Can we start a fund to be like, the dead should all be churned up and turned into like pig slop or something, or food for cattle?
That's what fucking Soylent Green was about, right? Like, they would kill people, and what was the name of that fucking movie? They would kill people and then feed the people.
The old dead people?
Yeah. Fucking
gross.
Oh, the movie was called Soylent Green.
I just want to be the tree so that I can be part of the fucking earth again. I think it's weird that we encapsulate ourselves away from the planet in which gave us life. That's weird to me. Like,
what
we
do you mean?
Separate ourselves so much. Like, there's a change of events. Shit, the food that your mother took in and the fucking sunlight, vitamin D, everything from this planet built you. You are this planet.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Then we do everything in our fucking power to never touch it again. I don't want to go outside barefoot. I got to fucking put shoes on and clothes so the things can't touch me.
Right.
And then when I die, I want you to put me inside of velvet, inside of a box, inside of a crate so it can't. I don't want it to fucking touch me.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't let the dirt touch me. That shit's gross.
You're supposed to be worm food. You're supposed to turn back into the fucking earth. You go earth to person to earth, and we've somehow just lopped off the end of that. You go earth to person, that's it. Then you just stay gross.
To mummification, to disgusting bodies soaked in fucking alcohol so you don't decompose. What? We're fine. We're good on bodies. We don't need any. There's not going to be a point in time where, like, fuck, dig up all those bodies. We need them.
Yeah, nope. I wish we still had those bodies.
Fuck, yeah. Shouldn't have shot those out of a cannon.
I'll go for cremation as long as I'm still alive when they put me in the oven.
Oh, my God. Fuck that, dude. Fuck that. I watched our dog Oscar sit on the couch and lick his feet for a fucking while the other day. I was just thinking, like, that's really fucking gross, dude. Like, that's real fucking gross. Why the fuck would you do that?
He's a fucking dog, dude.
Whatever, little dog.
He'd have nothing better to do.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, sweetheart. Hi. Who won the sports ball game? Seahawks. Who did they play? Oh boy, they beat the Dolphins. Fucking watch out. Seahawks, Super Bowl.
Dolphins have won 9 out of the last 10 games that they've played, and Seahawks haven't played them for 6 years.
I don't know if anyone can hear any of this coming across, but Tyler's better half just got home from going out and doing man things while he stayed home.
Yeah, she went out to play video games. To watch football. And I didn't because, football's football. And now she's just humping me. This is the life I live. Oh, but she went to this bar that was very close to the dive school that I went to. Like, we would go to that bar for lunch. And there was a girl. Man, I wonder if I should get into this on here.
Yeah, do it.
Fuck it, we don't have any fans. there's this girl that works there that I learned about this well after, and I'm sure plenty of people are going to go, oh, yeah, fucking right. But after I started working for UCC, a dude that worked there told me, hey, remember that chick that worked at this bar? I was like, yeah. He's like, she's a fucking porn star. I was like, bullshit, dude. And he's like, here you go, and showed me the fucking pictures of her. It's like, yeah, yeah, that's that girl, just with a dick in her mouth. A lot.
A lot.
But so what I was saying was, Melissa was like, who is it? Like, which girl are you talking about? I was like, I don't remember her fucking name. And I don't remember her name, but I fucking remembered what her porn star name was. And Melissa was like, does she have this or that? And I just had to like sandbag for a minute and act like, I mean, it's not at the front of my fucking head right now. I don't know. Just pretending that I don't know exactly what the fuck she needs. Information, like, I have all of that readily available, but I had to like, well, maybe it's like this or no, it's like, yeah, this is
you're right, like,
here.
She has a 3 identical dimples 1/8 of an inch left of her asshole.
Sorry,
did you hear about the porn star that is suing the porn company that she works for because they made her suck her own brother's dick?
Whoa, what?
Yeah, this is worth a Google. It's worth a Google. Fuck. If you want to check it out. They paid her $100.
Sure.
Okay. And this is a super sweet glory hole scene, right? You're just going to kneel down. Some things are going to come through. You're going to put those things in your mouth. Here's $100. And then like they get up to leave, and she goes around, and it's her fucking brother. And the company's argument wasn't that it wasn't her brother or they didn't know.
Yeah.
They said the only reason she got $100 instead of $25 is because it was her brother. And that she knew.
Whoa.
It. And it's for like Japan and shit. Like, I guess overseas to get real, apparently real incestual porn is what it's called or something, right? Incest is where you, mm-hmm. you bang each other. That is super, super expensive. So to get verified real is worth like millions of dollars. And
whoa.
When she found out it was worth money, they're saying is why she's come back and suing. Not because
she sucked her brother's
yeah.
dick. She's
like,
just
she's
trying
like, no,
to get
I'm
paid.
Horrified. And the worst part is in the lawsuit, this is what makes it kind of sound like they're right. Or not right. That's the wrong word. They're correct in what they're saying. Is because in her lawsuit, she asked for like $1.5 million and a Corvette. Like, she threw in a car.
It just, yep. It just comes full circle. Like, just remember, this is a girl that sucked a dick for $100. Like,
take everything else out of it. If it wasn't her brother, she agreed on a wage of $100. So, yeah,
totally worth it.
Yeah, she probably would be the type of person that would have done it for more money.
Oh shit. That's so fucking stupid, dude.
Did you find it? That's so good.
The story said she was demanding $3.2 million in a car from the production company.
There it is. $3.2 million in a Corvette. Eh.
Fucking stupid. I'm going to have to read this later.
America. If we are some type of simulation in a multiverse, I hope to God that we're at least a reality TV show. I hope somebody's laughing about this. Because if they're doing this in all seriousness, holy hell, we're fucking them up.
See, you know, there is that one guy that takes everything fucking seriously and just can't have a moment ever. So there's got to be one, right? You know what's fucking driving me crazy? Not to sound real fucking creepy, but you had an orange game in that stack of Nintendo games that's behind you, and it's not fucking there anymore. Like, it was, like, in the, what would that be, the left stack?
Are you sure it wasn't an orange glove? Because there was an orange glove sitting over there.
Was it? It was in the stack, I thought. Yesterday. I don't know. I don't know why, or not yesterday, whenever the fuck we recorded last.
I mean, they never made an orange NES cartridge, so I'm assuming it's that orange glove that I kicked off to the side.
Okay. Okay, I'm comfortable with that.
That's a decent answer, right? That's normal.
Excuse me.
Oh, man. It's just kind of been a fun time just hanging out today.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't have a whole lot of... I mean, what are you going to talk about in the multiverse, right? It seems like a fun topic, but...
I don't know. I'm not saying we're smart. It just seems like we know about as much about it as...
Right.
The smart people who know stuff about it. Which obviously isn't accurate, but...
Right. But... They do... What was I going to say? The interesting thing is that, you know, like we were talking about the flat Earth thing, and there's a conspiracy that the Earth is actually flat and that it's not round or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's because they are arguing the overwhelming scientific evidence that states otherwise. If you go up a level and then you go into the multiverse theory, there's like a whole other group of people that are arguing that we're the center of the universe, or that... our galaxy, there's a conspiracy theory at every level.
Fucking doubt.
Yeah, and what's weird is all of the conspiracy theories are the exact same, and they're all very self-absorbed. Like, what's
people
the word
who
I'm
think
for?
That they're the fucking center of the universe.
Yeah, there you fucking go.
Yeah, that book wrote itself.
Yeah. It is. There's always going to be groups of people that believe that they are special, that they cannot handle, for whatever reason, that they're not special. Learning that you're just insignificant is hard, and it's because we fucking talk to each other and we make things.
Yeah.
If we found out that other, like, if there was another species, if this was BoJack Horseman, and... The fish walked around and talked to each other, and the cats did, and the dog, you know, everybody, every animal had developed language, and that we wouldn't feel special anymore. I don't think there'd be a religion. Well, there probably would be, but it'd be some weird fucked up one.
There would just be war. Like, there would be the horse people versus the dog people versus fucking whatever, the otter people.
Like, I wonder if it's possible that a huge majority of our issues goes away if there was just one other being that developed intelligence the same way that we did. Because we know now that, like, whales and dolphins and stuff, they communicate and they have... You know, they do some weird... Like, I think dolphins, like, suck on pufferfish to get high or some shit.
Yeah, they do some crazy shit. They, like, so, pass it back and forth, too. Yeah.
So, I mean, they're... pretty freaking smart.
Cats
but,
do that shit too, though. There's a panther out in the jungle somewhere that eats it. I don't remember. I gotta look. I think it's like ayahuasca or some shit like that, or like the ayahuasca leaf.
Oh, it's just tripping its balls off. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and it just like it. Jaguar tastes the hallucinogenic effects of yage. Y-A-G-E. I don't know what that is, but if you just Google jaguar tripping, it's just a video of this cat laying on its back losing its motherfucking mind. Like, exactly what you do when you eat acid and you just go, whoa, or mushrooms, I guess, and you're just like, holy fuck. That's what the cat's doing. Like, it's not...
So, there, so nice. I mean, there's intelligence on our planet, but because they don't get up and talk, like, hey, knock it off. Like, they don't get up and yell at us for anything.
Mm-hmm.
We don't, they're not real.
Right.
They don't make stuff. They don't pollute their environment. They don't drive cars. But if there was something else that just started doing those things, I think it would really disrupt the ideas that we have.
It would be interesting to see, like, what the difference would be if something like that grew alongside with us. And then if we could see the effect of something showing up, like, today. So, like, something, right, like, our entire evolutionary process, like, this thing was, we were side by side with this other species. But, I mean, that shit like that did happen. I mean, you had Homo erectus and Homo sapiens and shit like that, and those were existing at the same point in time. And one of them just fucking went extinct, and the other one continued on.
Yeah, it's just too far away for us to picture. Mm-hmm. Like, you could just say that, like, people just go, oh, that didn't happen. But, like, if there was a water one, like, if the aquatic ape theory was a real thing, and right now there was mermaids, like, as a ton of them.
Yeah, like, just a whole nother, like, branch in the evolutionary chain.
Yep. That would have been interesting. I think that would have been a lot fucking cooler existence. But then, likewise, like you were saying, if somebody showed up, if a fucking ship came down tomorrow, fucking smoking engines, oh, hey, man, we were headed over to Andromeda to a party and broke down, and we did, don't freak out. do you guys know about aliens yet? Like, what was that Rick and Morty where the guy landed? He's like, do you guys know about other planets? Like, you're not going to freak out and hail me as a god, are you?
Oh, that was the
Purge episode.
The Purge, yeah.
You know, that's a good way to look at it. Like, would they show up and be like, oh, everywhere else this is normal. Like, planets do business together and bounce back and forth. Do you guys know about that yet? You going to freak out? Start worshiping me? Because my name's Stan, and I just drive this thing. Like, I am not important.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah. And that's what we would do. We're going to meet the equivalent of
an Uber driver.
Yeah.
God
damn it, dude. This world's not real.
That's shit.
We're going to meet the equivalent of an Uber driver, and then we're going to worship him. And he's going to go back to his plane and be like, you ain't going to believe it, dude. Whole planet thinks I'm a god.
I mean, I will say this. At least the Uber driver existed, so.
Yeah.
I'm not saying there wasn't a carpenter named Jesus. I'm just saying, maybe, you know. He isn't everything else that you said he was. Maybe he was a fisherman, too. Sure, I'll give you that one.
I'll give you that one.
Son of Gord? I don't know, though.
Ugh. God's probably a fat kid with a science project.
What is that fucking movie? It's like, God is a fat kid with a magnifying glass sitting on an anthill or some shit like that. Should we move on to another subject, or should we?
Yeah, go for it.
Right on. Did you read about the OSIRIS-REx fucking rocket ship? Rocket ship. I'm eight, evidently. Satellite that they launched. They launched it 3 days ago on the 8th of September.
They launched the real one?
Yes.
The only thing I know about is they did a test of the capsule, how it returned to water and bobbed up and down. They were able to recapture it on the 6th. But that there was no... I didn't know there was an actual launch date.
Mm-hmm.
The Deep Space Probe?
No, it's going to an asteroid that's orbiting the sun.
Maybe I'm looking at something different.
But yeah, it launched on the 8th, and
OSIRIS-REx. There it is.
Its purpose is to fly to this asteroid that's rotating around the sun, and it's going to take a fucking long time. Like, reading, if you get on NASA's website, you can go through the whole mission process, and they break everything down pretty well. And they have cool pictures and shit. But it's going to be
a single rocket booster, huh? This thing's just a big-ass bottle rocket.
Yeah, it's not too big at all. But it's going to take a year. It's going to spend a year in Earth's orbit, and then it's going to slingshot off of Earth's gravity to go after this asteroid that's flying around. And then the approach doesn't start until 2018. Yeah, August 2018, and then the survey begins on October 2018, and they're going to... The satellite is going to... I guess it'd be a probe, right? The probe's right. going to fly out and catch up to this asteroid, and then it's just going to, like, hang out next to it and, like, scan it with scanners, obviously, yeah. and shit like that, and, like, observe how it's working or, like, what's going on, and then it's going to go in... And it has this, in order to take a sample, I was expecting like some Armageddon-ass shit, like a fucking, you're just going to fucking drill a hole in the side of it and take some rocks, and that's it. But they're using this thing that looks like a, you know, like a round air intake, of course you do, that sits on top of like a carbureted engine, like that.
Right, yep.
Like, yeah, it looks like one of those. Like, they show a video of like how it's supposed to work on NASA's website, and it sits down on the surface and then it just blows nitrogen out of it just to puff up the shit that's on the surface of the asteroid.
And then
there's little collection containers inside of the, like, where the air blows out, and they're trying to, it has enough nitrogen to make 3 attempts at this, and their goal is to make, or is to obtain a minimum of 2.1 ounces, and then the max capabilities is 4.4 pounds.
What happens if there's nothing loose? What if it's just a, do they know that it's got dust particles?
I think they might, because, I mean, that seems like, sending this thing doesn't get back to Earth until 2021. Like, this is a five-year operation. So it seems like I had that same question. I would hope they know, right? Like, I would,
like,
hope they would know.
And they're like, oh, fuck, it's rock.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Another interesting thing is it's not landing. Like, it's going to stay just off of it. And then it has a little arm that comes out and puts that fucking round thing on the surface, and then it just does that, and that's the only contact it's making with the meteor. It's not like fucking landing, anchoring. The Europeans had that satellite that did that, or that probe that did that. But this one in particular is just, it matches speed, and then it takes a sample, and that's the only touch that it does, and then it's going to dip out.
That's pretty cool. I thought you were talking about Orion. Satellite Orion, which was on the 9th, they did a test launch of the capsule.
Oh, okay.
And that's the deep space satellite, but they're having funding issues.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah, they can't get enough money to launch this thing. They had a pretty aggressive plan to get it out there, but...
What? Who's launch? Is it NASA that's launching it?
That's,
or is
NASA.
It?
Yeah, that's a okay. NASA one. Speaking of launches, we should probably talk about the... SpaceX.
Yeah, did you find out what caused that insanely fucking, like, Expendables level fucking, like, Michael Bay as fuck explosion?
Yep. If you type it in, it says Elon Musk has not ruled out a UFO hitting the SpaceX rocket that exploded. This isn't that much of a laughable thing. Apparently, he's super serious. There was an anomaly that happened. They don't know what it is, and they're asking for anyone that was present with any film footage of the... it's weird that we still call it film, because it's all recorded on cell phones.
It's all digital.
But any recordings of the explosion to turn it over to him.
Really? I wonder if this is just like a...
This seems kind of cheap. I mean, it's a lot of money, but it seems cheap. It was $250 million in technology that was burned up.
How much?
It says, what's unusual is that he isn't just asking the SpaceX team, talking about Elon Musk, to figure it out. Instead, he's trying to crowdsource the answers, calling on the public and other government agencies. including the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Could have just said NASA. The Federal Aviation Administration, the U.S. Air Force, to help solve the mystery. Says Elon Musk on Twitter, at Elon Musk, put support and advice from NASA, FAA, AFPAA, and others are much appreciated. Please email any and all recordings to the event of the event to report@spacex.com.
Okay. Wow. I hope some fucking freak mails in some terribly, terribly edited homemade footage of, a UFO hitting the fucking rocket. That'd be awesome.
Oh, there is a video of it. Boom. Yeah, for sure aliens. It flies by, it shoots it with a laser, and then flies away. Pachoo, pachoo. I wish I was joking more about this. This is like a little dot. They got it circled. It comes in, gets next to the ship, and then the rocket blows up, and then the dot goes away. It flies away.
I'm going to break it down in slow motion. Here we go. I'm sorry for this silence.
For now, the prevailing theory is that some mechanical component failed while the rocket was being refueled. Or being fueled.
I mean,
a strut snapped or weld breaking could cause sparks to release explosive gases. Combining these two, according to my many years spent watching Mythbusters, didn't make this thing going. That is from, who is this, Yahoo Tech, Chris Mills, to give him his due credit for that sweet joke.
I feel like you can see the wings flapping on this bird.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything, but... It's crazy though, man, that if you guys haven't seen the explosion, it is incredible.
Yeah, it's a big fucking explosion. And then it explodes like four more times too.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
it's fucking serious.
Boom. It's the craziest thing. You're right. It looks like a Michael Bay film. It looks fake. It's so incredibly fucking big. Yeah. And the time delay from the explosion to when the sound hits is pretty creepy too.
Yeah.
Cause like you're watching it and you're like, oh my God, there's no sound. You're like, but that's crazy. And you're sitting there watching it. And then it goes, oh, boo, boo. Oh shit.
Yeah. I wonder how far away, I guess you could probably just count it and figure out how far away it is, but it must've been quite the fucking distance. Cause that delay was long.
Holy shit. Just keep watching this over and over again. Oh, boom. It's incredible.
So,
that was definitely a bird.
Dude, no, like, you can see its fucking wings flapping.
When you watch it in slow-mo, it looks worse, but when you watch it full speed...
The one thing that I forgot to mention about that OSIRIS-REx was, they announce a couple times in the mission description that this asteroid has a relatively high the chances of this asteroid hitting Earth are very high, but it's not expected to hit until like mid 22nd century or some shit like that. And I wonder if this is like just daydreaming. Like, I wonder if this is an operation to go up and try and push this thing a little bit off of its current orbit to try and keep it away from hitting the Earth in 200 years.
Neil deGrasse Tyson says that NASA has a plan in place, and he said the name of the program, I can't remember it now, but to divert
incoming
asteroids. Yeah, right, we track a ton of them. And there's stuff, like, I don't know if it's foolproof now, but he's like, we are safe for a while. And he was like, so given where we are now, and now how far we came in just a couple hundred years, I mean, think about 200 years ago where we were as people, and then imagine 200 years from now.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, we should be able to divert almost anything. I mean, as long as it's not like world ender size.
Yeah, no doubt. Then you just need Bruce Willie.
Jesus.
Yeah, yep. Yep. Drink a Kool-Aid, put on your fucking white Nikes, and go fucking kill yourself.
Woo!
But they did say that it was going to help with the study of, I forget what the fuck it was called. They didn't give like a name of a technology, but it was just like a, it's like something mitigation. They're going to be able to study how to prevent these things, like get a better idea of how to prevent these things from colliding with the Earth. But, yeah, man. Fucking, what else did I have? Is that all I had? That's all I had. And the asteroid is called, I'm not sure how it's pronounced. Bennu? B-E-N-N-U. Yep.
B-E-N-U?
N-N. Two N.
Oh, two N's.
Well, we're hitting some pretty fucking heavy silent pockets. You wanna wrap this up?
Yeah, unfortunately, I should. I my phone just kept going off and off and off and off.
Oh,
and
you're
off.
Good, dude.
And it was people asking what time I was leaving the hotel tomorrow to go to work.
Mm.
And I don't know if you can see behind me, but I'm at home, and I am aware of no jobs. So I was like, what are you fucking talking about?
Hopefully you weren't supposed to drive today.
No, I wasn't. It was just this person was wrong.
Oh, okay.
It's a Tuesday I'm supposed to be somewhere, and I knew that. But I was like, I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about. Yeah, man, it was good getting back into this. I'd like to start getting a little bit from the ether of what people would like to hear about, because we keep pulling subjects that are interesting to us, and I know that we kind of get stuck on similar topics.
Sure.
Which we could talk about all day long. But yeah. Hopefully people, I mean, go to the Facebook page. We got the suggestion, like, for Melanie to do the conspiracy theory episode, which was a lot of fun.
I think we could revisit that. Oh, fuck. Excuse me. I think we could revisit the conspiracy theory one every so often and talk about. There's so fucking many. There's so fucking many. So.
Oh, we could definitely do a series on those. You could go back and start doing conspiracy theories, not of like present little space ones, but we could go what people believe happened almost all throughout history.
Right.
This has happened so many times over and over again.
I got a little goofy the other night and then turned on this fucking documentary about Hitler fleeing Germany to go live in Argentina. And people had like picture. I get, according to the documentary, right.
It
kicked off. It kicked off one of the FBI's largest manhunts. And I wonder if they acted on that stuff or if that's, I mean, you've seen Ancient Aliens, right? Like it starts out like everything's making sense. And then all of a sudden they're telling you that the Nazis are on the dark side of the moon farming fucking helium. It's like, okay, like enough with you. The beginning, the first fucking few episodes were interesting.
That's how they snag you with all this stuff. They give you, all conspiracies start the same way. They're like, well, we saw this, and if this happened, then this could have happened. If that could have happened, then that, and it just the cone goes out until it's aliens.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I feel it. So, yeah, that would be fun to read to. Any suggestions you guys got, go leave them on our Facebook page, leave them on the Twitter page, Instagram, wherever the hell you want.
Word.
I think we take comments on the Podbean page. Shout out to all of the new subscribers that we got. They keep rolling in a couple a day.
It's fucking awesome. It's way awesome.
Yeah, I like it when I see my my phone light up with. I was at dinner. I was in Daytona or somewhere with Mel and everybody. And I just kind of like looked down my phone. And I was like, "Boom, new follower." That's good stuff. So yeah, feels we'll wrap it up famous. And yeah, it does. God, just rolling in the money. Yeah. So much of it. It's ridiculous.
I don't know what to do with all of it.
Yeah. Hmm. And by so much money, I mean this is still costing me. I almost bought a new microphone. This is all off topic for later. We will see you guys next week. Appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed the gaming episodes. We will do another one of those hopefully on Friday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tokyo Game Show is coming up, so we'll have good information for hopefully some good stories about that shit.
That shot.
All right, dude. Well, everybody, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.